AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Rolling Stone magazine made some huge journalistic mistakes when it published a now-discredited story last fall alleging a gang rape at a University of Virginia fraternity house. Columbian Graduate School of Journalism academic Dean Sheila Coronel says the biggest mistake? Not verifying the story that the woman told.
Putting the burden of the entire story almost entirely on a single source.
Will Dana, Rolling Stone's magazine editor, says the magazine has committed itself to a number of changes in its journalistic practices that were spelled out in the Columbia report. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul is expected tomorrow to announce his candidacy for the GOP's 2016 presidential nomination. AP's Philip Elliott reports Paul is trying to broaden his appeal.
Rand Paul hopes his libertarian leanings will help him expand the electorate. He's been about this for the last couple of years, going to college campuses, going into minority communities, saying, you know what, if the Republican Party only counts on Republicans who've shown up before, they're going to lose.
Sometime in the next couple of weeks, according to sources, Hillary Rodham Clinton will announce for the Democratic Party's nomination. President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama launched this year's White House Easter egg roll.
The sun was bright and the breezes mild.
We are so blessed to have this beautiful day and to have so many friends in our backyard.
For the First Lady, the egg roll is also her Let's Move campaign's fifth birthday. So, time for a special dance.
We're going to turn this backyard into a huge Gimme Five flash mob.
And they rolled their terrible eyes.
Meantime, the president read from Where the Wild Things Are, despite getting buzzed by bees.
If you're a wild thing, you can't be scared of bees.
But then this made it all worth it, helping his team by sinking three straight on the basketball court. Mark Smith at the White House.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 161, while the NASDAQ has gained 37. This is AP Radio News. Closing arguments are underway in the trial of the admitted Boston Marathon bomber. Rita Foley tells us more.
There's an image of Johar Tsarnaev standing behind 8-year-old Martin Richard and his family about a minute before one of the bombs explodes. Little Martin was killed. His parents survived, and they were in court as closing arguments were scheduled to get underway. The judge instructed the jury that the government must prove its allegation that Tsarnaev voluntarily joined his older brother Tamerlan in bombing the marathon. Tsarnaev's lawyer shocked experts during opening statements by telling the jury it was him. I'm Rita Foley.
Cardinals and Cubs opened the Major League Baseball season in Chicago last night, a 3-0 Cards win. Today, opening day for 28 other teams. New rules in effect this season intended to speed up the pace of play. Clocks in every ballpark will count down the time between innings. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.